The Forest Service is re-evaluating its design for a dock at the Annan Wildlife Observatory southeast of Wrangell. Randy Griffith of the Wrangell Ranger District says the bids on the project exceeded the estimated cost. Griffith says engineers will likely attempt to make the dock fit the budget. District Ranger Bob Dalrymple says two contractors submitted proposals by the November 3rd deadline. The original deadline was in July, but the Forest Service extended it and amended the design because no contractors submitted proposals. Forest Service officials declined to provide information about the contractors or their bid amounts, but the project was advertised in the range of $250,000 to $500,000. Regardless of what the agency decides to do about the dock, a contract can't be awarded until Congress finalizes appropriations for the agency. Meanwhile, Wrangell tour operators, who depend heavily on Annan, continue to oppose the project that's billed as a safety improvement. They say it would only benefit visitors who come in on float planes or about six people per day during the peak season. Some say the cost isn't worth it.
It's going to be very expensive, and this is in particular egregious to me in that there are so many needs at Annan for money to be spent to improve the facility for the safety of human beings and for the safety of bears.
That's Alaska Waters owner and Annan guide Jim Leslie. He says the Forest Service hasn't given substantial answers to his questions about funding and future costs of maintenance and staffing.
One of the fears that I have is they're going to increase user fees for all of us that visit Annan to pay for this dock that nobody wants. I have not spoken to anybody who supports the construction of this dock. It's just a mystery to me how this thing keeps going down the pike in the face of all the opposition that I hear to it.
The Stikine River Jet Boat Association, which represents several Wrangell tour operators, is drafting a letter in opposition to the project. The cost of the dock is projected to exceed the entire Wrangell Ranger District's recreation budget. That's why some Wrangell tour operators think it's a misuse of funds. Senator Lisa Murkowski and the Forest Service set aside $450,000 for the design and construction of the dock. In addition to that, the Wrangell District spent close to $40,000 on an environmental analysis. The recreation budget for Wrangell in fiscal year 2015 was $315,000. This year, it's supposed to drop below $300,000. Wrangell residents see the lack of funding reflected in the decline of cabin and trail maintenance. The district doesn't stock firewood at campsites anymore, and it won't repair a popular trail bridge. Tour operators worry those services will take a further hit when the cost of staffing, maintaining, and moving the Annan dock each year is taken into account. Brenda Schwartz-Yeager owns Alaska Charters and Adventures.
Well, are we building this huge project at the expense of our other already existing infrastructures? So I think that's a good question to ask is, you know, how much is it really going to cost and who's really going to be paying for it and what sort of trade-offs are we making?
Forest Service officials say they don't have an estimate for future costs associated with the dock and they can't release hard figures until a contract is awarded for construction. Griffith says hiring an extra staff member for a new trailhead needed for the dock would cost between $14,000 and $19,000. A hiring freeze has prevented the district from filling existing job vacancies. Griffith says the district doesn't have an estimate for the cost of moving and storing the seasonal dock each winter. But dismantling the dock, moving the sections with a crane, and transporting them on a landing craft will likely cost thousands of dollars a year. According to Eric Oderkirk, the team leader for the project, the Forest Service also budgeted at least $110,000 to design other developments at Annan, like additional outhouses and trail work. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.